Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But Merrick Garland may have just done more to rally the conservative base than inflation and high gas prices ever could. Imagine what these people would have said if the Trump DOJ had executed a search warrant on Hillary Clinton's home.
Oh, boy.
Or her home office. Anyone remember the Clinton Foundation State Department scandals? No search warrants there.
Yeah.
You know what? She's absolutely right. That's Laura Ingraham. The Clinton Foundation was an openly functioning pay-for-play slush fund, and everybody knew it.
So,
which doesn't mean Trump didn't mishandle documents.
No. He may absolutely have done that. I think Donald Trump is capable of practically anything.
There's so little goodwill. There's so little benefit of the doubt now.
I don't think he'd murder someone with his bare hands. But short of that, I think he is capable of practically anything.
He'd make Eric do it.
Or it could be complete BS. That is absolutely on the table, too, in my mind. So how long is it going to take to find out why they had to raid Trump's home yesterday? So I'm looking at the picture, speaking to what Laura Ingraham just said there on Fox last night, that Merrick Garland has done more to rally Republicans than inflation. I'm looking at the video up on, I guess that's the CBS early show, and they've got video of the raid, and you've got all these black government limousines around Mar-a-Lago and all these guys in the black suits and everything like that going in and out of his home. Man, that's a heck of a visual to put in ads, and whether you're running for office or fundraising or whipping people up or whatever. I mean, because that is a striking look. And I think you start with about a third of the country absolutely certain that this is a railroad, and you can grow it from there over time. So, yeah, how this plays out, I do not know.
Wow. Yeah, it's all. And, you know, as I said at the opening of the show, the whole knee jerk reaction to this on both sides, it just bores me at this point. It's not interesting. It's no fun. The subtleties of it are really interesting to me in that on the one hand, I think if Merrick Garland and the Justice Department, if this is just crap, as you suggested it could be, I mean, that would be suicidal, especially in the wake of the Russian collusion hoax.
Sure.
I mean, that would be such a horrific misstep for themselves personally, for the Justice Department, for the FBI, for the country. I mean, that would be absolutely terrible. On the other hand, if those same brave resistance warriors who said Trump's too dangerous, we'll lose our democracy, the resistance, thought, all right, we got to throw something out there so we can't run again. Right. He mishandled those documents. And again, I wouldn't put that past Trump. He was famous for shredding stuff and tearing it and throwing it in the toilet or whatever. And his aides would always say, no, 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 the law says we have to preserve that stuff. And he didn't care because he's Trump. He's a loose cannon. I could believe that 100% that he did that stuff. But could it be that the brave resistance warriors decided, yeah, that's good enough. That's good enough. Let's go ahead and raid Mar-a-Lago. We'll announce we're going to prosecute him. We'll make a settlement where he can't run again. Sure, I could picture that being trumped up, pardon the expression, and just blown way out of proportion. Sure. I mean, in the wake of all that we've seen with the Trump collusion hoax and the faked up the FISA warrants and the rest of it.
Right. Right. That did happen just in the last couple of years, where you found out that the FBI had like left paragraphs out of emails because it would have hurt their chances to get a warrant, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah. Carter Page may be an agent. Everybody knows he's not an agent. In fact, our own agency has declared he's not an agent, but he might be an agent, for instance.
So to make it perfectly clear, because it's not always perfectly clear, apparently, I could believe anything from this is a railroading hoax to try to destroy Trump to he did something really awful. If I had to bet money, I'm guessing it's somewhere in between, which makes you wonder, did you have to go into his home? Was there another way to get this stuff? Did Trump bait them? Was his reaction to them asking him from various things saying, let's make him do it. Let's make him put black limousines around my building and send in armed people. That will be such a great visual. That's possible, too.
I could believe any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with you. I think the actual document thing is probably somewhere in the middle.
But so I was listening to a podcast a week or so ago with a variety of legal people that had worked in administrations and stuff like that. And they were theorizing in a nonpartisan way, which the sort of thing I tend to listen to. I thought this was really interesting. It wasn't about this, but it was about like the next step of if you had to indict Trump or anything like that, whether or not Biden would have to sign off on that. He doesn't have to legally, constitutionally at all. The Justice Right. Department is separate.
In fact, the opposite, really.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The opposite, really. The Justice Department is separate. They're supposed to treat everybody the same, blah, blah, blah. But they believed... They couldn't believe that there's any way that any attorney general would indict a former president who's likely to be your opponent without at least giving the current president the opportunity to say no. That was their belief, which I think is really interesting. Should there be a special? I think maybe there should be. And I know we're not supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be a letter of the law. Constitution is the only way that
no man is above the law, blah, blah, blah.
Because that is put people in the streets, create a revolution scenario. You start doing that sort of thing. And yeah. The way they thought you'd have to do it is you can't go to President Biden and say yes or no, because if that leaks out that the president was involved in the Justice Department and all that sort of stuff, that's
sure.
Devastating. Right. You'd have to present it in sort of way so we have reason to believe blah, blah, blah. We're moving toward indicting Donald Trump. If you think that's a bad idea, feel free to give us a call. But that's the direction it's going.
Oh, yeah. I think if I were in the DOJ, I would just go to Ron Klain, the chief of staff. I would say, hey, Ron, you got 5 minutes? Funny thing happened the other day. We discovered Trump is allegedly X, Y, and Z, and we're thinking of indicting him. I wonder what you think about that. Why don't you give me a call in an hour?
Right.
I just want your personal opinion, Ron, and you'd both look at each other and you'd know precisely what that means. Never forget what makes Washington work is plausible deniability.
Right, right, right. So what do you think about that? Do you think it's something that the president should sign off on or be in the loop on? Because And again, I understand constitutionally, legally, no, but it would be explosive. I mean, you gotta think about the health of the country. Can we hold the country together through this sort of thing?
It would be 100% the 800-pound gorilla and granddaddy of the "you did what" moments if they didn't give the White House a heads up. And I understand why they're not supposed to, but I mean, that's an atomic bomb.
Absolutely. And you can say all day long that everybody should be treated the same and no one's above the law and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. I believe that's true, too. But if it destroys the country, it doesn't make any difference, really, does it?
No. You can perch on the ash heap of the country and say, I did the right thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how that would play out. God, I would think there'd have to be some meeting in an alley somewhere where you, are you sure? How much you got? Really? Before you announce an indictment of the guy most likely to be your opponent in the next presidential election? Holy crap.
Well, I suggest if indeed the White House was kind of in the dark over this, and I don't know if they were, I would tend to doubt it, like I said, but I think that the DOJ needs to come out as quickly as possible, or somebody does, and say, look, this is just about documents, okay? We need our documents back for the archives. Nobody's going to go to jail. This is not a prosecution or anything. It's just about the Documents Act, the preservation of whatever the specific act is called. And they ought to say it loud and clear and quickly.
Right. That's where I have some, not a lot, but some measure of understanding for the position James Comey was in when he was running the FBI. Because you're into unprecedented territory here. Explosive, unprecedented territory. Normally, you keep this a secret. In this case, should I come out and say, look, there's nothing here, all right? Or not. Normally, if you're handling this, of course, they wouldn't say anything. It'd be crazy to say anything. But in this case, I think you're right. They should come out and say, look, there's a lot of speculation going on. We'd just like to say that before you get too far down the road of speculation, many facts need to be unearthed, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
You know what? I think it's a lot more likely they would just strategically leak. Although that brings us to Comey and his strategic leaking, which was incredibly dishonest. And
Right. That's his problem. He did have an agenda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His agenda wasn't just holding the country together.
Right. Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Just when I think things are at peak crazy. Actually, I don't. With China and Taiwan doing what they're doing now.
This could disappear from the news in an instant. If China and Taiwan actually get into it today, which could happen.
Well, I don't know. I think that would up the ante for all this. Because we're talking about who's going to lead the country going into the future. You got a senile incumbent. You got Trump with all of his baggage, who's also a fat old man who doesn't exercise. So, you know, he's not going to live to be 110. I'll bet you a buck. This could just intensify the scrutiny on everything.
Am I right that this could be a giant news day where they tell us something or we don't hear hardly anything about it for months or years?
Yep.
Yeah. So it could be 2 years from now where they finally present
this. Although there will be a lot of leaking. There will be a lot of a source close to a source tells me. Right.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to that. Do you pay attention to that? Because that happened all the time during the Russia thing, and so much of it turned out to be completely nothing.
Yeah, fiction. Absolute fiction.
And sometimes even the FBI had to come out and say, look, the thing in the New York Times is nothing.
You know what I'll probably do? I'll go with my North Star. He's kind of actually more of a South Star. It's the opposite of a North Star. If Adam Schiff says it, I'll know it's untrue. That is the one thing you can count on.
He's your South Star.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
You can join in the conversation if you want. We got a bunch of other news to talk about, too. But it is a big deal for the current president to have a bunch of people at the former president's house going in and going through his stuff.
Wow. That I had a kef care.
No, you couldn't have said it better. More on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is going viral. A meteorologist in Chicago was giving the weather report when he made a very exciting discovery. Check this out.
Right now, kind of hung up just a little bit. Oh, I moved the map. I didn't know I could do that. No way. Can I zoom? I've never touched it before. Oh, my gosh. You can tilt it? What's going on here?
The anchors were like, breaking news. Greg is stoned out of his mind. I'm God. I am God.
Wow.
I got a weather-related thing to tell you, but first we got this text. Morning, guys. Yesterday was the first day back for teachers in my school district, which they mentioned, but I won't say. We were told at our all-day meeting, all-day in caps, oof, an all-day meeting, that culturally responsive teaching would be the focus this year. Okay.
Effective teaching.
This person said, I'm not exactly sure what that is, if that's critical race theory, but I'll keep you posted as the training unfolds this year. Culturally responsive teaching is the theme of the year, so.
Just remember, requiring people to turn things in on time is white supremacy.
Does that have much to do with reading, writing, arithmetic? I don't know. So speaking of weather, I've had this happen a couple of times recently, this summer, where it seems hotter than normal for the temperature. And I've had other people express it to me too, so I don't know what's going on exactly. Like I feel like it's just oppressively hot, but it's like 90 degrees, and normally 90 doesn't bother me that much. It's just like, mm-hmm. What is going on? Has something changed? Well, there's an interesting article yesterday, 538 had, why the same temperature can feel different somewhere else, or just at different times, and all the different things that go into the temperature, and they're not exactly sure why. But there is the obvious one, just the air temperature that we generally use, and then a while back, the United States started using the heat index, where you kind of combine the humidity and the temperature to give you a different reading of what it feels like. But this 538 breakdown showed that there are countries where they use like 16 different things to determine what it feels like outside. That can include all kinds of things that they probably ought to tell us about on the weather, because it makes a difference. Everything from how hot it got last night, so how hot the air was when the day started, to the angle of the earth at the time, the UV situation, obviously, which can change in all kinds of different ways. And there are 111 different indexes you could use to determine how hot it feels.
Yeah, that are used around the world. I happen to read that. I found it very interesting. They also mentioned a couple obvious ones, cloud cover and air movement.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 90 degrees and humid, but you got a good breeze blowing, you're all right.
Yeah, so I don't know where I live, what is different, because it feels so much hotter than it normally does. If there's more cloud cover or more humidity, or I haven't looked into it, or more.
Well, maybe less cloud
is it staying hotter at night, so the air starts hot or something? I don't have any idea. But if it feels hotter than normal for the temperature, there can be reasons for that. Now, you're not just crazy.
Well, and they also get into what we've discussed many times, which is that first hot day of the year, you think, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And then a month later, you're out there playing golf when it's 5-10 degrees hotter than that, and you feel great.
Yeah, but this is late in the summer, and I'm still shocked. I was in the L.A. area where it was like 92 degrees. I was like, I can barely walk to the car. What the hell is going on here? Something has changed.
Could it be you're weak? You're a baby, a weak little baby.
Maybe that's that. Just you're extraordinarily a hothouse flower.
He is like this little baby.
This is clearly a case of late onset babyism.
So 90 is not this, 90 around the world is the point.
Well, yeah, it's really interesting. Oh, also it's like 125 degrees in Iraq right now. So be glad you're not an Iraqi. Yeah, and their power grid fails like 5 times a day.
Wow.
Just miserable. A hellhole.
So, the Anti-Inflation Act, getting in the process of getting passed, continues to be looked at, and people trying to figure out what part of this has anything to do with inflation. White House Chief of Staff was asked this question on CNN yesterday, which I found the answer quite amusing. Among other things we have on the way, if you miss an hour, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Sunday, Senate Democrats were able to pass a massive climate health care and tax bill called the Inflation Reduction Act. That's right. The bill was passed 51 to 50. It was a great way to let the world know that half of us are united. Yeah, after the vote was 50-50, Biden called Vice President Harris to break the tie. Harris was shocked. She was like, wait, you know my extension?
The Inflation Reduction Act, you know, and that joke is a pretty good probably representation of where most people are on most giant legislation. They barely heard about it, heard the name of it, thought, oh, good, they're going to do something about inflation. And that is the sum total of it. That's probably where most people are.
Yeah, I think especially, I think Fallon does a great job of representing the younger third of voters, honestly.
Yeah, and I was listening to Mark Halpern. We got to get him on the show, the guy from Game Change who got Me Too'd and kind of disappeared from the scene for a while, but he's got a new thing going on, business venture. But I heard him on a podcast yesterday. He is a great political pundit, and I've always really liked his stuff. And he said this is not going to make a dent politically. He said just people don't. There's some recent research. The gun legislation came across this recently. The incredibly low percentage of people that know that gun legislation passed. touted as the most significant gun legislation in many decades, which it was, technically. But, like, it made no dent in the public consciousness. And he said, this won't either. It's just not going to. People just don't react to legislation the way legislators think they do, the way Chuck Schumer thinks that they do, the way that Joe Biden, as a, you know, 50-year senator thinks it does. People just don't react to it. So even if it were inflation reducing in legislation, people just don't react to legislation that way. The fact that it's completely misnamed is hilarious. Well, not misnamed. Oh, yeah. They named it that way on purpose, and very clever of them. Very clever of them. Call it something people like, as opposed to something that doesn't poll nearly as well, like the Green New Deal. Tim Sandifer tweeted out yesterday, the idea of combating inflation through increasing government spending is just the perfect symbol of our age. Yeah, I would say so. And the hilarious thing about it, quoting a couple of tweets from Charles C.W. Cook yesterday of the National Review about how it was the Inflation Reduction Act while they were moving up to voting for it, and then immediately it became the all about green energy or this or that.
And healthcare.
Healthcare. Mm-hmm. They were no longer talking about inflation because there's nothing in there that has anything to do with inflation. This tweet I came across from Charles Cook, the hilarious line from the Los Angeles Times. This is from the Los Angeles Times talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. Senate Democrats united behind the Inflation Reduction Act to address healthcare, taxes, and climate change, and to let Medicare negotiate drug prices. As Charles says, there's a word missing there. So the Inflation Reduction Act is going to address these things, and they don't mention inflation in the short list of things it's going to address. I mean, that is hilarious.
Well, what's even more hilarious to me is that nobody's making any effort to cover it up or argue the point or anything.
Well, so I was watching CNN yesterday, so they were trying real hard. Because what do you do with this thing to point out the host kept asking the question, and you're going to hear from the White House chief of staff here in a second on the very question. But the host kept asking the question, how will Americans feel this right away? Because they played a clip of Biden. He's going, Americans are going to feel this right away. This is going to hit Americans. The average American is going to get a result from this right away. They kept saying that over and over again. In what way is that going to happen? And people who've looked into it would say things like, well, immediately, if you buy an electric car in coming years, you will get a bigger rebate than you other. Okay, so if I buy an electric car, an expensive, not very easy to use car, as I should talk more about, because my Tesla long trip experience was not good, and I'm a big Tesla fan. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if I buy an electric car next year, I'll get a bigger rebate. That's how it's going to affect me right now. If I buy a refrigerator next year, I will get a bigger rebate. So people who can afford to buy expensive things will get a rebate next year. Is how I'm going to feel right now, the Inflation Reduction Act, or the negotiated drug prices, which are set for 2022 and will be renegotiated for 2023. So again, next year, perhaps, drugs might be a little cheaper.
If you're on Medicaid.
Medicare. If you're on Medicare. But there is nothing you're going to feel today. That is just a flat out politician lie to go around saying Americans are going to feel this right away. No, you're not. Especially if you don't buy a bunch of expensive things that run on electricity. Anyway, so Ron Klain was asked about this yesterday. He's the White House Chief of Staff. And we'll just give you like a 30-second version of this, because this goes on for many minutes. But I thought it was hilarious. Clip 21, Michael.
So the president is on the verge of a huge victory for his party if the climate and health care bill passes the House this week, as it's expected to. What are the tangibles in this bill that Americans can expect to see right away?
Well, thanks for having me, Pam. Yes, people will start to see immediately some of those rebates for energy efficient products. But I think they're seeing one thing already, which is they're seeing for the first time in decades, Washington standing up to special interests to fight for working families. We saw that when the president a few months ago was able to stand up to the National Rifle Association
and get
gun control passed for the first time in 30 years. You saw it when the president and his allies in Congress stood up to the prescription drug industry and said, we're going to cap what people pay for prescription drugs. We're going to let Medicare negotiate. The president took on the big corporations and won. And for the first time, big corporations, profitable corporations, making billions will have to start to pay taxes.
So there you go. Immediately, he was like, 5 seconds he gave you, well, people will experience it with the rebates when they buy, because that doesn't kick in till next year. He immediately went on till you saw it with the president and his victory with the gun legis. Wait a second. You only had like 5 seconds for this giant legislative win, and now we're looking back at the gun legislation already?
Yeah,
there's nothing to say about how it's going to affect people's pocketbooks right away. That is a flat-out lie. But, you know, congratulations for getting away with it, because that's what politics is. It's your spin versus our spin. And your spin, I guess, is, you know, like I just quoted Mark Halperin, who said he doesn't think it's going to have any effect on people in terms of voting. Or nobody's going to feel it. Most people will never know that it even passed, and those that do know the past are not going to feel it in terms of inflation coming down. But, man, when the spokesman for the president can't get 5 seconds into his how this is going to help you without pivoting to a different topic, you got problems.
You got some thin sauce there.
Yeah, I would say. Clearly. The Inflation Reduction Act. That is an all-timer. That might be the best. I think it is the all-timer of my life in terms of just calling a cow a pig and making it work for you.
Well, and then when you're called on it, you say, I don't know, it's a cow.
Oh, and
you
then
got no answer.
And the other point that many people have made, but I just find it so hilarious that This bill that passed that is mostly Green New Deal stuff, biggest investment, and again, complaining about the bias of the media is a tired topic, but just all day long, everywhere I turned was, it's the biggest investment in green energy. Are you going to just use your happy voice, this is obviously good, or are you going to look into it at all? Because there is a history of this stuff not panning out. There's pretty big, pretty big, long history of this stuff not panning out. So to present it as if this is obviously going to be a good thing, come on. But anyway, it was I had a bigger point than this was the same stuff that was in Build Back Better. So luckily that got shut down by Joe Manchin because that was going to be like $6 trillion. So this was the smaller version of that. But it had the same stuff that they were claiming a year ago was going to stimulate the economy. Stimulating the economy, of course, is what causes inflation. But see, you took the stuff out of the Stimulate the Economy Act from last year and put it in the Fighting an Inflation Act, and it's the exact same stuff. I mean, how funny is that? You can't claim it's to stimulate the economy and then a year later say it's to slow down the economy.
Right.
And it's the same stuff.
It's bull ass, as they say, speaking of cows and pigs. Or do you prefer pig crap? Nobody ever mentions pig crap. You'll hear a reference to chicken ass. Certainly bull ass.
I am an expert in this area, and pig dung smells way worse than bull dung.
Oh, hog farm is horrifying.
Oh, yeah, and you can't wash that smell off you. You can't. You can take a shower, as many showers as you want. You still smell like it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's why pig farmers have trouble getting dates. Everybody knows it. Hey, quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. You and your loved ones feeling safe in your home, that's the most important thing there is. And with Simply Safe Home Security's technology and their 24/7 professional monitoring, they call you the moment a threat is detected to dispatch police, first responders in an emergency, even if you're not at home or you can't be reached, so you can feel safe in your home again.
You would think that something this great that has won so many reviews of being the best home security system you can buy would be expensive, but it's not. You can get it for less than $1 a day, the starting cost. There is no long-term contract. They're not going to lock you into a couple-year deal like most security systems do. You click around online on the website, customize it for your home. It gets sent to you. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. How cool is that?
Yeah, and whatever threat it is you're worried about, you can customize the perfect system for your home in just minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Just use our code simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Demi Lovato has updated their pronouns. You should probably know that. We mentioned it late in the show, but I want everybody to know the alcoholic singer, the drug addict singer, lovely warbler, though. Fine gal. I hope she gets her act
together.
She's
California sober. Don't you remember she announced that?
Yes. She's also, she says she's non-binary, although the outfit she's wearing in this article, she looks pretty binary to me. Anyway, she wanted everybody to know mere months ago that she was a they. She is not a she. She is a, they are a them. Them are a they and not a she. Well, she's decided and she has announced officially that she feels pretty feminine again, so she's back to she, her. we're done here. We're through here. So you're telling me you feel one way one day, and I got to memorize that you're a he, him, they, she, that, it, whatever. And then you change your mind because you're feeling kind of girly. You're back to she, her. Or through here, Demi. Sorry, baby.
Boy, being as open-minded as I can, that does seem like a problem if you're not going to stick with it long-term. If I'm expected to use the proper pronoun, otherwise I'm, like, hateful or suggesting violence upon you, which is sometimes
right
what people say.
Well, as the headline in the USA Today has it, Demi Lovato updated their pronouns to include she, her again. Experts say that's more than okay. And then they quote a bunch of queer theory radical nut jobs talking about to say we're locked into one pronoun doesn't do it justice. Gender itself is a concept that isn't something that sticks. It changes over our lifetime. That's the whole, there's no such thing as men and women. It's just what you feel like that
Please
day.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
And I'm not trying to, I'm really, really not trying to be a smartass here. But so if I were going to go with that, I wonder how often I could do that before people would throw up their hands. How often can you do that with your friends? Say, I know we're all going out tonight. I'd like you to know tonight I'm he. Okay.
Right.
And then, you know, Wednesday you say, I'm back to they, just letting everybody know.
Yes. I will keep that in mind if I ever hang out with you again, and I won't. This one gender expert says, one's gender identity and pronouns aren't the same thing. Identifying as a man doesn't necessarily mean someone's pronouns are only he, him. And identifying as non-binary doesn't mean your pronouns have to be they, them. I associate the pronouns more as names, actually. So someone can have a range of gender expressions and still use the pronouns that feel best for them. Just please, with this stuff, just reject it. Reject it.
You can't. Some people can't. You'd lose your job.
Right. As always. I mean, if you got kids to feed, whatever, you're way deep into a career in academia and you don't know what else you'd do. I got some sympathy for you. You're being a bit of a coward, but I get it. You're surrounded by this stuff. You're doing your best to deal with your reality.
I have a friend who retired from being a university professor mostly over this. He said, I'm just not doing it. And he had so he retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I totally understand that. I mean, to what extent, and if it were merely foolish, oh my gosh, we need to take a break. If it were merely foolish, that would be one thing. But this stuff is insidious. It aims to overthrow the Constitution of the United States, for instance, all this critical theory stuff. So reject it.
They raided Trump's house. You hear that? And other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If the president runs, and it's his intention to run, I am confident they will have overwhelming support in our party. The actions we've seen this summer show what a strong leader he is, what a strong effort he's made to deliver for the American people. I think if that's the way this comes out and that's his intention to run, I have no doubt about his level of support.
This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this. It's not like it's beyond our control. The weather may be beyond our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
That guy's going to run again.
He's gonzo.
So the left out part of the conversation to me, though, on Trump, on Biden running is, what's he want to do? Other people don't get to decide. He has to decide. Grandpa might think he can still drive, even though you think he should give up his driver's license. If he thinks he should still drive, you got to take it from him.
A powerful and devastating metaphor. No doubt. That's well said. So I want to move on from politics because next hour we're going to kick it off with talking a little more about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, what it means, what we don't know yet. Everybody's gone to their knee-jerk positions. Of course, that's what everybody does. We're going to try to let you know a little more than that.
I just came across the most explosive claim I've heard yet from the National Review, so stay tuned.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Couple of quick notes from the housing market, which is of fundamental interest to a lot of us, whether we own a home or hope to or whatever. The supply of homes for sale across the country, national real estate statistics are not terribly useful, but the housing supply, the number of active listings jumped 31% from a year earlier, which is a record high increase for the third straight month. So the whole, it's the best seller's market in the history of the world thing is changing by 30% year over year per month and rising. On the other hand, the housing inventory is still below pre-pandemic levels. So it's definitely moving toward the direction of normalcy in a big hurry. It's not quite there yet. And just one more little exhibit.
But are the prices going to go down? Are they going to stay at this level?
Tough to say. If you were asking for my prediction, I think they will go down somewhat, a little. Man. But who knows? Who knows? And again, it'll vary so much market to market. There are some red hot markets in America right now.
Oh, sure.
That if they cool off completely, that just means they go up by 5% a year. Anyway, Boise, Idaho, really interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic-fueled housing boom, Boise emerged as one of the hottest Zoom towns, as they call them, communities that experienced a spike in population from an influx of remote workers. Now the housing boom around Idaho's capital city has ground to a halt. Buyers are balking at record prices, mortgage rates that hit a 13-year high. 61% of listings in the Boise metro area had a price cut in June, which is the highest rate out of 97 metro areas surveyed, according to Redfin.
Jeez, if I ran to the boomtown and bought my house. Of course, you know, if you get involved in boomtown situations, you gotta know what you're signing up for.
Get in early or don't get in. Let's see. Home builders who could not keep up with demand last year are cutting back on construction. Slowdown Boise mirrors what's happening in housing markets across the U.S. After 2 years of unrelenting demand that unleashed the biggest housing boom in 15 years, sales activity is cooling, more homes sitting on the market. I could throw you more statistics, but you get the idea. The inventory of existing single-family homes for sale in the county Boise's in is up 180% from June of last year. 180%. In Austin, active listings rose 218%. Phoenix, up almost 160%. So it's cooling in a hurry. How low it goes, nobody knows.
So the feds raided a former president's home yesterday?
It's a banana republic!
What's going on with that? We'll talk about that to kick off hour three.
Armstrong. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.